Well, Dan, it's time for our holiday edition of Radio Free HPC, and I think that you and I are on the call today, and unfortunately I don't have access, so you can't see me, but...
I've seen you before, Henry.
It's time for us to talk about what we're going to get Rich for Christmas, or whatever holiday Rich does celebrate.
I don't know if it's Christmas or some combination of Burning Man and pagan rituals or something like that. I don't know. I'm not sure which way Rich goes on that, and I haven't asked.
So, what do you think we should get Rich for the holidays, Dan? What does Rich want? What's going to float his boat?
Well, is it a matter of what Rich wants or what Rich needs?
Well, I don't know what Rich would need. He's a man who has everything. I mean, he doesn't need a new hat.
No, he doesn't need a new hat. The Rich hat is still in fine form, and although I wonder if he's going to want to make a change on that, because I saw at least four or five other guys wearing their trademark Rich red hat at Supercomputing.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Way.
Who were they?
Don't know.
Were they impersonators?
What's that?
Were they impersonators? You know, you've seen Elvis impersonators. Maybe there was a Rich impersonator.
Boy, that's a good question. And I should have captured some of those guys on video, or at least with a picture. I don't know if they were Rich Bruckner impersonators. I don't know what the market would be for that.
People doing Elvis made pretty good money.
But, you know, one of the things that I've noted with concern over the years in knowing Rich, his relationship with Apple has become, if anything, even tighter and more disquieting.
What do you think that is going to mean? There are no new Apple products we can get him between now and the holidays, Dan. There's nothing new that's come out. Rich has everything.
He does. And the problem is he's drunken deeply from the chalice of Apple fanboyism. Although I'm not sure they have a chalice, but if they did, he'd be drinking deeply from it. It's left him in a place where some of the things that others of us do and sort of take for granted, he won't or can't do because it's not something that his Apple devices let him do.
So, and some of that I know has to do with recording these Radio Free HPC calls. He's had a lot of problems.
He has. And his recordings are typically much worse quality than ours that require a lot of post-processing on my part, which I hate. But, so, I'm wondering, do you think it's time that we look into hiring a deprogrammer? To smack him over the head, pull him out of whatever trendy Pearl District bar he's in, take him off into an abandoned factory, and deprogram him.
Dan, what's the Pearl District? Forgive my ignorance.
The Pearl District is a hip and trendy Northwest Portland neighborhood.
Rich, a little old to be rich and trendy?
Well, hip and trendy.
Oh, yeah. Isn't Rich a little old to be hip and trendy?
So is everybody else in the Pearl District.
Ah, so Rich fits in properly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm all for deprogramming. I mean, we all probably need some kind of deprogramming in our lives, and I think getting a deprogrammer for Rich would be good. But, you know, there are a lot of people in the industry who have the same kinds of issues with Apple as Rich does.
True. But Rich is taking it to an extreme, and we can't cure everybody in the industry. But we can't reach out to him. In fact, I'm betting that we could find somebody local here, maybe Seattle. They would, again, beat him over the head. I would insist on that.
Do we need to do this before the 21st?
Before the end of the world? Yes, probably. But if the end of the world, if by some chance the end of the world doesn't come... Again, we have somebody beat him over the head. Like I said, I would insist on that. And put him on a plane, and we could have him in Redmond, Washington within an hour and a half or 2 hours. And I'm pretty sure Microsoft might have some facilities.
Put him in the back of a van and take him to Redmond. Tied up, gagged. So we can see it the whole way.
That's not a bad idea. Okay, I like that better. You think that's better than the luggage compartment of a turboprop?
I do. He won't know where he's going, but you see, this way, his eyes will just get bigger and bigger as he sees the road sign.
Oh, that's a good point. So you're going to let him see what the road signs are, and as he gets closer to Redmond, I don't know, it might be kind of like what happens to a vampire.
It could be, but the only concern I have is, he's not quite 50 yet, but this could be not good for his heart.
Well, we could have medical staff on hand, or
I
probably
think,
better
Dan, you're
yet,
going to
just,
have to take responsibility on this.
well, better yet, let's just throw a first aid kit and a couple of aspirin in the back of the van.
No defibrillator?
We can give him a couple of leads off the power of the battery of the car, or the van.
Good idea.
That's good enough. It's Rich, come on. He doesn't ask for much. If that doesn't work, then we can go the next step into an exorcism. If it won't
I could just
respond to
see his
reason.
head spinning around, Dan.
Exactly.
But Dan, besides this, is there anything else we can think to get rich for the holidays?
Well, I mean, if this doesn't work, and this would be his big present, I would probably see if I can get some stocking stuffers for instance, a program that more reliably tracks his appointments and his time and pings him, because that's part of the
Yeah,
reason
he's
he's,
been late for a number of calls. I don't
and
know
that's why
why that is.
he's not on this call. We get an email saying, yeah, the time's okay, that's great, but I guess that doesn't mean he's going to actually be here. I guess he meant the time was good for us.
Well, he knew we were going to talk about his gifts.
That's true. That's true. And then I'd like to get him something that does a better job of audio recording. That would be nice too.